Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We had a great visit with Steve Martin. ProfitPro.us is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. We're talking about how to deal with the inevitable downturn. The first thing Steve said, talk to customers. You got to talk to customers. Don't presume that there's something wrong. Just go talk to them. Just say, hey, how's it going? How's things going? What's up? You just say that and find out what they say. Take their temperature. The next thing you said, Steve, which was so important, and you've been such a stalwart over the years in helping us with this, is understanding our margins. Solid management, solid financial management, specifically understand your margins. Folks, you don't know what you can deal with, what you can do. You don't know how close you are to ruin if you don't understand your margins. Now, what's next, Steve? What's the last thing?
Well, you've got to understand you've got to evaluate your fixed costs, Jim, because once you understand your margins, you've got to understand where your break-even point is. And with the way the world is changing, the way improvements are being made, if you will, in terms of technology, operations, understand that your customers are doing the same thing and their tastes change, their interests change, their needs change.
Yep.
You've got to be in a position to be able to adjust your fixed costs so that you can sustain the right product service mix to meet your customer needs.
And I'm going to say, more than any other time in history, small businesses are in better shape in this area than ever before because of the lost decade we just came through. Steve, by definition, if you're still in business, you learned how you got better at doing what you're talking about. Now, I'm not saying we can't get better. I'm not saying that in the last couple of years we haven't slipped a little bit, because we probably have. But if you survived the lost decade that we've just come through, you learned how to operate pretty tight, didn't you?
Well, yes, absolutely. And my recommendation is that you continue to learn, because it's easier to make a good profit while the market's expanding. It's mm-hmm. really tough when it's contracting.
Mm-hmm.
So recognize that this tight labor market we're currently in is increasing your labor costs.
Mm-hmm.
So the question to you is your productivity increasing at a rate equal to or greater than your labor cost is increasing?
And the thing I want to encourage people to do, Steve, is, as you know, is if you're reading, if you're listening to other people talk about things going down, but your gauges aren't telling you that, don't make big changes in your operation. I mean, at least see it coming over the horizon before you go messing around, because that's how we talk ourselves into a recession, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, pessimists will get what they seek, but blind optimists will run into a brick wall. So,
here's an important thing, Steve. The stock market, the people in the stock market in Wall Street, they make money whether the market's going up or down. They don't care. They really don't care.
You
and I aren't like
right.
that. You and I aren't like that. When things go down for us, that comes right out of our hide, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. And when things go up, we take the benefit of that. But at the same time, don't let good times blind you to the possibility that things can change. So continuous improvement is really the byword.
You're the second person this hour, Steve, that used the word improvement instead of innovation. because improvement is more of a fundamental term, and it's less pretentious than being innovative, isn't it? Improvement is getting better at what we already know how to do.
That's exactly right. And when you've hit the wall in terms of the peak in terms of what you can improve, then you're certainly stuck with the idea of having to innovate and perhaps a more significant change. But you've got to be open to that. You've got to be aware of the need for that on a continuous basis and accept it as part of your business operation.
Steve Martin,
absorb
ladies and gentlemen.
Own it.
ProfitPro.us. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Hey, Steve, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Looking forward to celebrating your 21st anniversary in a couple of months.
Jim, thank you so much for everything that you do for small business.
We'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back too. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.